BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The British royal family says it's taking very seriously allegations of racism raised by the Duchess of Sussex in a television interview. A statement issued on behalf of Queen Elizabeth said the concerns would be addressed privately. Our royal correspondent is Nicholas Witchell.
The palace could have been much more combative. They could have pushed back much more firmly against the Sussex version of events. But clearly, they don't want a war of words. So, yes, it is conciliatory. It's reaching out, I think. It is gently challenging. There is this phrase, some recollections may vary. Well, you bet they do. Within the palace, that is an understatement, I think, to put it mildly. But there is, of course, an acknowledgement of the seriousness and the significance of the issues raised, particularly that of race. They want to work this out within the family.
The British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has denied as completely false a claim by one of the EU's most senior officials that London has banned all COVID-19 vaccine exports. The President of the European Council, Charles Michel, made the comment in a weekly briefing note. The EU has faced criticism over its vaccination programme, while Britain has been praised for its rollout. A cross-party committee of MPs in Britain has strongly criticised the government's coronavirus test and trace scheme used in England. They said the system had neither reduced infection levels nor managed to ward off national lockdowns, despite costing $51 billion over 2 years. Here's Nick Triggle.
Early on in the pandemic, the Prime Minister promised there would be a world-beating test and trace system. But a year into it, and MPs on the Public Accounts Committee have warned the system has still not made a measurable difference despite the resources invested. The MPs acknowledged the system had to be set up at incredible speed, but questioned the continued over-reliance on consultants. And they said despite the massive increase in testing capacity, it was still found lacking at a crucial point last September when cases started to rise.
A judge in the US city of Minneapolis has selected the first three members of the jury for the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former policeman charged with murdering the African-American George Floyd last May. Harrowing video footage of Mr. Floyd's death sparked demonstrations across the US. Former public defender Abigail Serra told the BBC that made selecting the jury a challenge.
I think it's going to be extremely difficult to get an impartial jury. Virtually everyone in the country and practically in the world has seen the video, or at least read articles about the video and its contents. I think the best that we can hope for is that those who have seen it or read articles about it will commit to keeping an open mind and to being impartial as the trial goes on and different kinds of evidence come in.
BBC News.